I was asking you about a male horse, and you said that was called
a stud.
Have you ever heard of people call it something like a stallion?
Right. Stallion is a common term, but it's usually they only use that like for horses, or black horses especially, and very pretty horses.
And the female horse, you would call it?
A mare. Or filly if they're younger.
What do you say you do when you get on a horse? You begin to
mount.
Mount the horse, or then you start to
ride.
Yeah. And the past of that would be yesterday I
ridden. A rode.
Yeah, right. And I've
ridden.
And say if somebody who was riding a horse but had trouble staying on, you'd say that he fell
off.
Or say if a little child woke up in the morning and he was on the floor, he might say, well, my goodness, during the night I must have
fallen off.
Yeah. Those things on a horse's feet, you call those things?
Hooves.
Mm-hmm. Or just one would be a
hoof.
And the things that, you know, blacksmiths used to fashion those.
Horseshoes.
Do you know of a game that people played with those things?
Yeah. Horseshoes.
Just call it horseshoes. Or they were.
What?
Did they call it
tossing horseshoes? Shoes.
Yeah. Or pitching horseshoes.
Yeah, pitching horseshoes.
Where you're from, where did people ever raise sheep?
Yes. Not a whole lot, but yeah. We do have them.
Still do?
Yes.
What do they generally raise a sheep for?
Wool. Not a lot of people don't want to eat the meat. I don't.
Just as a field?
Stinks when you cook it.
Oh, that would have a lot to do with it. We're saying, talking about sheep, do you have any idea what you would call a male sheep?
The ram.
And the female would be
the ewe.
We're saying, talking about hogs, the male hog in particular.
Boar.
If you were a male hog that you altered, would there be any particular term for that one?
No, they just call him a hog. Yeah, because they're going to eat him. You know, it'd just be swine.
Right.
That would be, you know.
What about stag or barrow? Have you ever heard that?
Barrow is much more, yeah. Barrow has come.
Or say, a little one. Right after it's born, that would be a
pig.
That would be a pig. And when it gets a little bigger, you know, something between a pig and a full grown one.
You just call him a hog.
You call it a hog. What about the term show? Do you mean that?
But it's not used hard. They can. It's usually it's right. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a pig that's a little older.
Yeah, but that's not used very much.
No.
Just go say that for me, the word
hog
or the in between the
right show.
These stiff hairs on the hog's back, you call those
bristles.
And some of these hogs have these long
tusks.
Yeah. If you were feeding a hog, the thing that you would pour the feed into, that would be the
trough.
Yeah. And if you had more than one, you'd say you had several
troughs.
Do any of the hogs where you're from, did any of them ever get out and grow up wild? Have anything like that?
Yeah, wild hogs.
Just
call
them wild hogs.
Yeah, we make a distinction between wild hogs and javelina.
What's the difference?
Well, a javelina is a breed of itself. You know, it's its own animal. Yeah. And a wild hog is just a domesticated pig who has gotten loose.
Yeah.